The internet is changing the way people buy automobiles, but there's disagreement on how the balance of power has been affected. Howard Stiffel files our report.
When Stella Kowalski walked into her Intimidate dealer's showroom a couple weeks ago, she felt she was ready to do business and was thoroughly prepared for victory.
Thanks to the internet, I knew what the dealer paid for the car. I knew what it cost to make the car. I knew the dealer's sales figures, his monthly quota, and how he was doing against that quota. For once, I knew everything.
Stella Kowalski used her knowledge to outmaneuver salespeople on the show floor. In the 40 minutes it took her to negotiate her deal, two salesmen quit, and the new car manager was left weeping.
I bought a new car every 6 years or so. I've been taken advantage of many times, so I feel no sympathy for them.
Even when the new car manager lay sobbing at your feet?
I enjoyed that. I would do it again. At least he wasn't shouting.
The internet has given rise to a new breed of automobile shopper, the fully informed, ruthless bully, with zero sympathy for anyone in retail car sales, a business that thrives on keeping customers in the dark.
In the good old days, the manufacturer suggested retail price meant something. Today, I suggest the suggested price and they laugh like it's a big joke, ha ha. But it's not funny.
Gabe Peters is the owner and general manager of Gabe Peters Intimida.
You know, Howard, I have to tell you, I come to work every day full of fear.
Fear?
Well, all my secrets are out there on the internet. Everything I know is in the hands of my customers. They walk onto the showroom floor and I present myself to them like a lamb to the slaughter. I'm at their mercy. I have to accept it. The balance of power has shifted. Oh, and speaking of shifting, did you notice that the Sherpa has an optional Power Glide automatic transmission with enhanced overdrive?
Oh, great. Fantastic. But suddenly you're powerless.
Not with this V16 Ruffian Class 4 engine.
But I mean politically, within the dealer-buyer relationship.
Oh, that. Oh, yeah, there I'm totally at the whim of the customer.
Well, what an awful situation to be in.
Well, I'm not complaining, mind you. I've still got a job. I've got good cars to sell, and I'll take comfort in that. Oh, and speaking of comfort, did you notice that the Sherpa White Star has leather seats in front and back?
Gabe Peters is a survivor in his business, in part because of his core ethic of honesty and his willingness to speak out. Immediately after our interview, he was headed to the Capitol to testify at a hearing about direct internet sales of cars from dealers to the customers.
Howard, I just had a wacky idea. How about you drive?
Oh, I shouldn't.
Oh, come on. You've been anxious to try it, haven't you?
Well,
I've seen you eyeing that silver one out on the lot. Yeah, you have, haven't you?
Oh, I don't know.
Yes, you have. Yes, come on. We can take that one. Let's go.
Automotive industry experts say the internet may eventually make the salesman obsolete. Carmen Bazette is the director of the Future Salesforce Task Force of the Salesforce Fellowship.
Oh, I definitely do think we're an endangered species. A professional salesperson, a professional I'm talking about here, mind you, is about as powerful as a rabbit caught out in an open field. And the customer with access to the internet is a mighty hawk swooping down from above. I don't know what possible advantage we could have anymore.
Which is exactly the same message Gabe Peters took to the legislators.
And in conclusion, senators and members of the committee, I commend you for your interest in this mundane topic. I hope I've shed some light on my view from the sales floor. As I said, who knows how much longer my kind will be in existence. Thank you. Now, I'll be happy to answer any questions from any of you. Yes, Senator.
Gabe, did you say the powertrain has a 5-year warranty?
5 years, yes, ma'am. But I would strongly recommend the extended warranty. A forward-thinking person like yourself is always prepared, and this extended warranty is a sure sign of a person thinking not only about today, but 5, 10, even 15 years down the road.
That's what I was thinking.
Uh-huh. Yes, Senator.
Yes, it's a pleasure to get a chance at this special low price, Mr. Peters.
Oh, please, call me Gabe.
All right, Gabe. I'm wondering, can I get it with a CD player, but not with that White Star package?
Well, why not? Howard Stiffel is getting his with a CD player, too. Isn't that right, Howard? He's right up there in the press gallery, right up there. Take a bow, Howard. Howard Stiffel,
Howard
ladies and
Stiffel.
Gentlemen.
Oh, wonderful. Howard Stiffel.
I have to
tell you, if I may just tell you just a quick little story here. When we drove down here tonight, he decided on the White Star package with green metallic paint. And he figured out that the package is the way to go if you want a CD player. Didn't you, Howard? Didn't you figure that out on your own? Well, I'm sorry to put you on the spot there, buddy.
Oh, Howard Stiffel thinks it's a good buy.
Oh, and Senator, yes. I can deliver it any way you like. Of course, assuming my kind is still in existence when you place your order.
Oh, I'm going to place an order tonight, and I believe several of my esteemed colleagues will also place an order.
Will the Internet make the professional car salesperson obsolete? Opinions differ, but Stella Kowalski and thousands like her say they'll never buy another car without consulting the Internet first. And Gabe Peters says he can live with that.
Oh, yeah, I accept it. Information is power. I want my customers to be powerful, even if it means they mop up the floor with me.
That's really big of you.
Well, thanks. Oh, speaking of big, did you notice the gargantuan package is slightly larger than the Titan?
It is.
Well, I can upgrade you for just a few extra thousand.
Can I get the paint treatment for the same price?
Oh, please, Howard, you're killing me.
I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. That's all right. I might get fired, but hey, let me throw it in. I like you. I'm on your side.
Well, listen, if you're going to get in trouble...
Oh, no. Come on, let me do this for you. My treat. Hey, how about floor mats?
Really?
Just a couple hundred, tailor-made.
Shave it, Peters.
Boy.
Merely a salesman, devoted to his craft. But even he sees the days are growing short for himself and his comrades. Perhaps we're witnessing the setting of the sun on a particularly colorful component of the American dream. Or maybe not. I'm Howard Stiffel.